sorry, I wasn't quite prepared for that to come up on the agenda quite this quickly, but something came up several weeks ago, and I wrote to Darris and Peter about this, about the existing media philosophy statement, which was crafted back in 2005, and issues with that particular statement, which I don't have a copy of here to share with everyone. It's on the back of the strategic plan there, as we discussed in our planning yesterday. Basically, we felt there are several significant shortcomings with that statement, and our desire, which Darris suggested, was that it be remanded to the media committee for discussion, and perhaps redrafting that, modifying it. Specifically, some of the problems I noticed with it are that when it was first drafted, when it was first drafted back in 2005, one of the big flaws is it was not circulated among the people actually working in our media department at that time. The council, as it existed at that time, produced it, and we didn't know anything about it till we saw it there. Did it even bypass you, Peter?
Yeah.
It did. Okay, yeah. So even the operation manager at that time was not involved in that. And several things that I noticed looking over it again this morning, there are virtually no biblical examples used in it. There's, in my opinion, some scriptural misinterpretation in there that needs to be addressed and corrected or omitted. Parts of it that are, as someone producing media content, I felt portions of it are very, very vague and subject to a lot of interpretation. And that needs to be clarified. So those are a few of the things that I thought we need to address in recrafting or reworking that. So Darris is head of the media committee. You may want to make some comments on that as well.
Just, gentlemen, let me just add just a few other comments. I think all of us realize that the media philosophy statement is something that's always printed on the back of the strategic plan, operation plan, and budget that is handed out to the GCE every year, call and notice, and on which the General Conference ballots. That's always put on the back of the brochure that goes out with all that information, the media philosophy statement. The media philosophy statement was approved by the Council. It is not a document that has to be approved by the General Conference. It's more for internal use in helping those who produce media and evaluate the media of the Church to draft and to work with all the media products of the Church. It was a statement that was put together several years ago. We have worked with it off and on, but it's been probably a couple of years because of events since we really went back to it. I just want to call the attention for the sake of everyone that will be watching this that it is a document that has been readily available to the General Conference on the back of the operation plan that goes out every year. And as Scott pointed out, there's a need to revisit this statement in light of the exercise that we did go through the last 2 days as we went through the guiding principles and the positioning statements as part of our strategic plan. And we tweaked and added and strengthened scripturally much of those statements as we remember. And as Scott brought out, there are some things that need to be done in that regard with the media philosophy statement and a revisit of something now with this present council and the thrust of the Church. I would just mention that there are, because of the Kingdom of God seminars, which we have embarked upon as a church, where we are inviting people into our congregations to hear the gospel, to hear a message about the Kingdom of God, that is in direct contradiction to a statement that is in the current media philosophy statement. So that alone requires that we revisit the statement and look at it, and I'm sure that in light of, again, the other changes that we made to the principles and the positioning statements yesterday where we added scripture, we'll want to do the same as with this as well. So essentially we're asking that the council remand this to the media committee that will go to work on it and bring a revised philosophy statement back to the council in February in time to be included as part of the operations plan and budget call and notice going out. One other point, again, with what we went through the last 2 days, some of us were talking last night that this type of a statement, this philosophy statement, will become an even more critical tool for helping the media department and the council work with all of our producers of content for media, as well as even sermons and all the eldership in the church to produce that content. So that we need a very viable living tool that is up to date and reflective of the thrust of the church at this time. So that in itself is a big need to revisit this. So this is what we're asking by the council to put this into the media committee for further work. Any discussion on this?
I thought since it was mentioned in the agenda that there was an international area that had some concerns. Of course, that's Australia, and that's why I would ask to have it brought up now, because I would like to at least tell them that where it's going down there, because as the council may or may not know, we don't feel that we could send out this next issue because of the number of articles about Islam in there, in which because there are some anti-vilification laws on the books in there, in which it doesn't take much to have some kind of a legal action come against you. It doesn't matter how nice you are about it, how factual you may be. If you make a person feel bad about themselves, you can get hauled in the court, and it is a full court thing. You've got to pay for it, and you can probably get out of it after a couple of goes, appeals and everything else, which people have done in the past. So we felt that to some extent, just the presence of those articles, and just were not aligned with the media philosophy, nor what we were trying to accomplish with the magazine. So there's a little bit of background in that, and I'm very glad to see that it's going to be remanded to the media committee, hopefully, and that we can be clear as to what's going to be in the magazine with respect to, the policies and, of course, much of what we said for the past few days.
Any further discussion?
Just as a question, what was the part that needs to be changed because of the Kingdom of God seminars?
There's a statement about halfway down the sentence that says, "Furthermore, we believe in delivering the gospel primarily in the public arena rather than inviting people into the church to receive it."
Okay.
Gary?
Do we leave a certain block of space for the international areas to put something in that's more relevant to their areas? That might be a way of handling the situation. So if there are objectionable articles that in those particular countries that would not be objectionable in the U.S., then you could have maybe articles on hand or ones that you would suggest that would be more pertinent to your country. In fact, it might be even wise if a number of the international areas that...
I can answer your question if you like. Maybe Scotland is in a better position to do that, but some of the international areas where translations are involved, that's already done. And we do have the option of doing that. However, we've been very happy with the articles up until now. In this particular issue, there were four, or I suppose there's still four. I don't know if any changes have been made on that, on the subject, and it was quite impossible.
Islam's big in kind of Australia, too, now.
Yeah, the international areas that do their own languages, like German, French, Spanish, and so on, they create their entire issue with whatever articles they want, most of which are from the Good News, but occasionally other sources or self-produced as well. We have at times for Australia run specific content for Australia. We print three different editions of the English language. Most of them are produced here in the United States, but we also print in Australia, for Australia, New Zealand, the Pacific area, and we also print in South Africa as well for that particular region. So there are those three different options there. We have, on rare occasions, used different material in those, but... as a general rule, everything is fine, and we don't need to do that.
Does Canada fall in that same
area? Canada is part of the U.S. print run.
I'm just wondering if you
you ought to offer to comedians the opportunity to have some articles ready. They could put something in. So that, because now we have a presence on television in Canada, but we don't have much in the articles in the sense by Canadians. I wonder if in their print, I don't know if it's possible. I know it all comes from the U.S. It's mailed from the U.S.
Yeah, would it increase that cost to have a shorter print run? And it would cost the Canadians more per piece for their editions, which we provide free of charge. There's a standing offer for Australia that they can always replace the TV log with an article of their own, which they've done sometimes. And that's a standing offer any time they want to replace that. But this last time to replace so many pages was impossible to create a whole new issue. Plus it would have then had a new cover theme. And so we've had two issues of the magazine out there, and it would be confusing to people.
What is the solution then? Are you just not going to print it and not send it out?
We're just not going to print it this time. We're going to send a letter out inviting everybody to the Kingdom of God seminars instead and offering them some booklets.
And the other areas that are normally printed from Australia, like New Zealand, Pacific Islands, and so on, we'll just print those from here in the United States and mail them or ship them to those areas instead. So, yeah, it's really an issue with the Australian laws that are unique to Australia at this point there.
Peter, confirm, we do, from Australia, we print the issue that goes to the Philippines, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wonder about the impact of this issue of the magazine in the Philippines as well. Not just a matter of any legal implications, but there is a very virulent Islamic population in the Philippines. I just wonder whether it would be worthwhile just mentioning to Ed McArray whether he feels there might be any issues in distributing this issue of the good news in the Philippines. There are frequently riots take place over there. Christians are attacked, and the Christians in turn attack the Muslim population. And particularly in the southern part of the Philippines, it's almost like warfare over there. So I'm just a little bit concerned that the magazine might inflame some passions that could cause some negative publicity, or worse, for the church there. So I don't know whether Ed has commented on that at all, but it mightn't be a bad idea to ask him the question. And of course, you'll be distributing the magazine from here, printing and distributing to the Philippines from here.
Right.
So just a suggestion to maybe a precaution.
Yeah, I'll have to check. I think Ed is on the list for receiving the articles. We normally include all of the international offices in the articles that we send out for review. So. So we should have seen those already, but we should follow up on that.
Any further, Melvin?
I just wanted to ask a question. In Australia, have you seen the British supplement for Good News?
I get it every time I print it.
Have you thought of doing something like that in Australia?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. I mean, just a thought. I think they do quite a good job with that, and it comes out every couple of months.
Any other questions? Discussion? So the question that is put to the table is remaining of the media philosophy statement to the media committee to bring back the revised, to revisit and make any necessary revisions and bring back to the council at the February meeting.
Okay. You want us to vote on that now?
I think we should.
Should there be a resolution or just a revamp?
So those in favor of remanding this until the February meeting of the media committee, please raise your hands. Okay. It's fine. You have it at the media committee.
I think if this was done by resolution before.
No. In the past, Gary, Don, in the past, it's always been the chairman remanded it to a committee. It's never been voted on as far as that goes. The chairman just remanded a specific topic to a committee, and that's the way we've done it.
So when they bring back the...
When they bring it back,
that
it
would be
approved.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is just remanded, and so therefore the chairman has that authority.
Well, it's remanded to the media committee until February, and they come back with their report, their recommendations.
Okay.